All right, so I'm Hunter, and I'm going to be talking about Mbana Katenko today.
So what you get to hear here is a conversation that some black folks have. I'm not going to make the pretense that all black folks are digging on where we're coming from, and this ain't for everybody. But I think it will offer your audience out there an opportunity to hear some things and learn some things from a perspective that they probably never, ever, ever, ever will have a chance to check out. You know what I'm saying? Because most folks, you know, they might talk this way with me or, you know, among black folks, but it ain't the kind of conversation they carry on with white folks because, you know, it make black and white folks very uncomfortable. But that's our work and that's how we do this. So if you, you know, if you can deal with the, you know, the way we bring our conversation non-filtered through the eyes of other folks other than, you know, our elders and ancestors and from the lessons that we've accumulated over time to help us better bring it, then we invite you to share with your audience this program we call the Human Rights Patrol. Again.
All right, so that was a little bit of Mr. Katenko talking about Human Rights Radio, a.k.a. Human Rights Patrol, formerly the Black Liberation Radio, which he started in 1987 in Springfield, Illinois. He started his radio station because he knew that he would never get a license to broadcast his opinions as a young African-American male living in the Springfield projects. So he ordered a mail-ordered transmitter and basically started, a low-power broadcasting. He's been accredited with being the grandfather of low-power broadcasting in America. When he started his broadcast, the FCC got a hold of him right away and told him that he had to pay a $750 fine and that he had to stop broadcasting. He never went to court because he said he couldn't get a court-appointed lawyer, and he just basically went and barricaded his studio ready for the FCC to come raid him, which didn't happen until much, much later. The raid finally came 13 years later when they said that his signal was interfering with air traffic control signals. And Katenko basically recorded everything that went on, so I am going to play a little bit of the actual raid on his studio for you.
We want to thank our guy, Anderson, at the website there for putting it out here, making it available. Now, here's how...
It's the federal government. Hey, everybody, the government's here. Get our equipment. U.S. Marshals, okay? What do you want? Right? Okay.
You with Anna?
Yep.
Open the door for right up a second. I want to talk to you.
What do y'all want to talk to you about?
Yeah, serve you an order here.
Okay.
And what we're going to do is be seizing all your radio equipment.
Okay, what all that
equipment? Well, it'll say any order, so come on in and have a seat.
Okay.
Can everybody get it up in the
okay.
bathroom, please?
This okay. Well, I think we got a lot of transmitters upstairs.
Okay.
That's all you need.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
They're upstairs.
Go on, let's have them have a seat on the couch.
Okay. All right.
Before you sit down.
Y'all know they're here. The government's here taking our equipment. They want me to shut up.
Right. Just go and have a seat, sir.
Okay, have a seat in my house, right?
Can you read?
No, I can't. I'm blind.
Can someone else read?
Okay, I can show you where everything is.
We'll take care of that, sir. Just go ahead and see, okay?
Okay.
Now, is that everybody that's in the house?
Here's the baby, y'all.
The house.
Okay, the baby. Everybody in the house is here.
Right here. Get a quick security sweep of the house, and then...
There's nobody in.
Okay.
So they're attacked. They got the whole house, y'all. They got it from around it. How many is it, dear?
1, 2, 3.
Is nobody in the house? I just need to get another tape. Did I have a tape?
Have a seat.
Will you get me a tape?
All we're going to do is take this equipment by the court order, and then we'll be out of here.
Okay, well, we're stealing. You know it's stealing, right? Can I answer my phone?
No.
I can't answer my phone. All right. I can't. You all in there?
Woo!
There's nobody in my house, y'all. Ain't nothing here but my wife and my kids, my grandkids.
That's fine.
We're the only ones in here.
Well, shouldn't be a problem.
How many of you are here, y'all? Let me just sit, baby. They're all over the house. I told them where the transmitter is, everything.
I hope they still do it.
Oh, it's really important. They're just like beating down African people. That's what they're ready to do, right? We all right. We ain't worried about it. We'll be back. So, somebody read me what they're supposed to take, because they won't tell me. They won't tell me.
Or REM, whatever that is.
Yes. Okay, y'all want to arrest me?
No.
Okay,
there you are. I'm taking marshal for the United States District Court for the Central District of Illinois or any other authorized federal law enforcement
right.
officer. On September 29, 2000, the United States of America filed a verified complaint for forfeiture in REM against the defendant's property in this court.
So they're going still. Okay, good.
Right. In accordance with supplemental rules, for certain
That's okay, dear. We're just trying to get our human rights. I mean, y'all trying to attack us. How many of you in our house, y'all?
Five of them.
And they got guns and stuff?
Right.
Y'all sit down. Don't let them shoot you because they want to shoot us. Really, that's what they're here to do. They're here to shoot us, you know, like they shot our people in the past.
Yeah, we already know.
Yeah, you know what they're here to
don't
do.
Don't cry, baby.
Don't cry. These are murderers, baby. Don't worry about it. You're right.
They
want to treat us like dogs. That's all. They want to get away with it.
That's all right.
Y'all all hear this. This is the United States government. It's a free country.
All right, so that was just the first 3 minutes of him getting raided. It goes on for another, like, half hour. But he was shut down in the end of September of 2000. That's when they raided him. He went back on the air the very, like, beginning, first week of October following his raid. And he's has yet to be raided again, and he's back on, as far as I know. But his, like, defiance of FCC impositions inspired a lot of other pirate radio stations to take up the cause, because he showed that basically how powerless the FCC is until they come militarize your house with, as he was pointing out, that they were all armed when they showed up to take his stuff. Not the FCC, yeah, their friends, the U.S. Marshals. And so I ran into a little bit of difficulty while researching Mbana, because I had a little bit of difficulty spelling his name. And so I've came up with a good little acronym for his name to help remember and to give you guys some fun facts about him. So, first name, Mbama, starts with M for motivational. B for blind but visionary. A for airwave pirate. N because he never backed down. Another N because he has no faith in the power structure. A because he is, or was, and is still an activist. Kenteko, his last name, K, because he keeps it real. A, because he avoided the FCC for 13 years. T, because he talked about social issues. Another A, because of air traffic control, his downfall. K, the kinship he inspired in his community. And O, because he offered a different opinion. So basically his, like, audience was the building that he was living in. And so he basically provided, like, a voice of the community, of people who were underrepresented in the mainstream of things. He mostly focused on, like, African-American issues and social issues dealing with that, but it also expanded beyond just that to anybody who was being manipulated, controlled, or in any way misused by the power structures. So I'm going to play just a little bit of his show for you. Let's see here if I can get it. All right.
The People's Choice! Human Rights Radio, giving praise to our uncreated creator for allowing us to be with you here in the criminal enterprise called Springfield, Illinois, now at 106.7 FM for our 4,617th night of broadcasting, and in the place to be with we, out of the criminal enterprise called Springfield, Illinois, is World Correspondent Commander in the Human Rights Radio Air Force, co-producer of the Human Rights Radio Internet co-creation. We call the Human Rights Patrol, Dada Kanati Kentaco, and Zalango to you over there.
Zalango.
You got a lot of work to do to help us out tonight, so why don't you begin by giving out the shout-outs to those who make it possible for so many folks to hear the Human Rights Patrol across the criminal enterprise called the United States and the planet Earth.
First, let's say Zalango to Human Rights Radio at 94.3 FM with Kaka Inko Yuhuru and the listeners in the criminal enterprise called Durham, North Carolina, and the listeners in the criminal enterprise called Decatur, Illinois.
But they're going to make the case, okay? And that's all we got to do. And then what you do with it is on you, you see? Because that shows you that folks screaming human rights to you, they ain't trying to run you. They trying to teach you the point where you run yourself, okay? And that's the problem right now. So we're going to pick up an article from a magazine that appeared north of the U.S. border, right?
Mm-hmm.
From where?
Canada.
That Commonwealth of England, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and the title of it, the publication and the title of the article.
All right, so I'm running out of time here, just so we're not going to listen to the show as much. But I think what his most important like goal that came out of his radio station, besides providing the blazing the trail and defying the FCC, is that he informed people who didn't know about their rights about their rights. And hence the name Human Rights Patrol now. But, yeah, so coming up after me is Parker.